Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I almost said All Rookie Podcast. We are back with another great episode. You know, we had a 5-game slate tonight, and I'm happy to be back with you guys. It's getting to crunch time in the fantasy season, so we got to give you all the news and notes that you want to hear about. So let's, before we get into the Box Score Breakdown for Monday's 5-game recap, I just wanted to go over the top 5 added players right now on Sleeper, which you could look into for your team that could possibly help you for this playoff push if these guys have not already been picked up. Number one right now is Quentin Grimes. It's mainly because of his minutes. He's had a really good game here and there, solid game, but he's averaging 35 minutes over the last 3 games. So that's the key. That's the reason why he's trending. I don't know if he's a guy you would want to hold, but you definitely could use him for a stream, especially while Tyrese Maxey is banged up right now. So Quentin Grimes is number one right now with over 21,000 ads. Number two, Jalen Williams. He probably should be number one because when Chet Holmgren is out and Isaiah Hartenstein is out, Jalen Williams has been a beast. And the last game tonight, we'll get to later, he went off, and that was against Jokic. So if there's no Chet, no Isaiah Hartenstein, Jalen Williams is a must-add player. And even if one of them are out, you probably can count on Jalen Williams down the rest of the stretch. Number three is Cody Williams. He's averaging over 35 minutes the last 3 games. Really talented player coming out of college. He's with the Utah Jazz, if you're not familiar. Has not been the player he was projected to be thus far, but now the Jazz are throwing all the minutes at him that he can handle. He had a solid game the other day. His production is not going to blow your mind, but it's just good to see him getting these minutes. So Cody Williams is number three. But if you don't catch the Cody Williams wave, it's probably going to be okay because he has not been great in any aspect yet. Number four, Scoot Henderson. He had a dominant 28-point performance yesterday. Great game. That's what we want to see from Scoot, you know. And he's playing Tuesday against the Hornets. He could possibly keep it rolling. We will see. But a lot of people have been waiting for Scoot to do something. They've given up hope. So he's available in a lot of leagues. And if you want to take the risk on him producing again on Tuesday, he's worth the risk. There are worse options. And number five is DeAnthony Melton. You know, he was on a hot streak. Then he got cold. Then he got banged up. And now he's back to another great performance last game. So will he continue it? We will see. He should at least be able to have some nice stretches here or there. If you don't trust it, stream him. And if he doesn't come through, get rid of him. All right. So like I said, 5-game stretch tonight. It was some classic material, basically. So we're going to get straight to it like it's nothing to it. And it is Monday's recap, but not Magic City Monday. I'm just going to leave it at that. All right, first game, the Cavs defeated the Sixers 115-101. Let's start with the Sixers. Dominic Barlow, 8 points, as well as Adem Bona, 8 points, but Bona has 7 boards as well. Barlow did have 1 block. Campaign started with 12.6 boards, 4 assists. Kelly Oubre, this is who you would expect to go off. Only played 14 minutes tonight, 6 points, 2 boards. We'll have to see if he got banged up. Terrible shooting, 1-for-6 from the field. So a lot of people streamed him and were very disappointed. We'll have to keep up with how he fares for the next game. Quentin Grimes, who I mentioned, the number one ad. Like I said, because everyone is out. Quentin Grimes with 17 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. And that's pretty good. You know, it's not great. It's pretty good, especially in 36 minutes. You want a little more, but I mean, 2-for-8 from 3. He almost shot 50% from the field, but he's not a great player. So this is about the best he's probably going to do. So he can get some 20-point performances, but he's not going to be all world. Off the bench, Justin Edwards with 14 points and 2 steals. And he was a fantasy winner last year around this time when they were tanking. So he's a guy you can look out for to be productive. Jabari Walker, after his great game the other night, only 5 points and a steal in 12 minutes. You wonder why they don't play him more. When he had a lot of minutes, he was productive. Way more productive than Dominic Barlow. So we'll see what happens with that. No one else is really vital or important in this team. Dalen Terry had 9 points of stealing the block. Young, talented player that has not really been given the opportunity anywhere. This may be the time. We will see. For the Cavs, who won in this one, as they should have, Dean Wade started 13 and 10 with a block. Evan Mobley, 15 and 8 with 3 blocks. Love those 3 blocks. You want more points from Mobley, though. I mean, he should be doing better than that, especially with no Jared Allen. All right. James Harden with 21 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, and a steal. Donovan Mitchell, only 17 points. 6 assists, though. 2 steals, 3 boards. Normally, Donovan Mitchell had to score 30 points to win before they got James Harden. Now that they have Harden, who scored 21 and 5 and 5, takes a big load off of Donovan Mitchell, and it's going to help them in the playoffs, I'm sure. Sam Merrill started, had a terrible game. Not even going to mention that. Jalen Tyson off the bench with 11 points and a block. And Keon Ellis with 19 points and a steal off the bench. The player that's been hurt the most is clearly Jalen Tyson. He was doing really good things for this Cavs team before the trade, acquiring Harden and Keon Ellis and Dennis Schroeder. But for now, he's just a backup piece that can help them in real life, not going to really help you in fantasy right now. All right, next game we have the Brooklyn Nets defeated the Memphis Grizzlies 126-115. OMAC started again. Olivier Maxence Prosper, if you're not familiar with the name OMAC, 15 points, 4 boards, and a block. Real solid. Juju Jackson, 18 points, 4 boards, 4 assists. Jalen Wells, 17 and 5 with 2 steals. Just constant productive production. You'll take it. Cam Spencer, on the other hand, not so much, but 6 points and 8 assists, though. You take those 8 assists. He did have a steal and 2 blocks as well. You just don't normally see 6 points in 26 minutes, but he was dishing out the rock. And Javon Small, that's the guy we want to see. He started 19 points, 7 boards, and 2 steals. Great game by the young guard. Jermaine Meshack, 7 and 6 with 2 steals and 3 blocks. We know he can put up production all across the board. It's just a matter of getting those minutes, and he got them tonight. Walter Clayton Jr. with 13 points, 4 assists, and a steal in 29 minutes. And Ryan Rupert, 20 points, 8 boards, a steal, and 2 blocks. Now, Ryan Rupert was on a 10-day. His 10-day ended. And I guess he's on another 10-day contract right now, or a 2-way contract, but his season was almost over. But he was too good for them to let go, and they brought him back again. And he played the most minutes on the team tonight, and he showed out. 20 points, 8 boards, a steal, and 2 blocks. So keep an eye out on Ryan Rupert. He's definitely in stream category as long as they're going to play him. That's just the thing about the Grizz. You know, Cedric Carroll was out, Ty Jerome was out, Taylor Hendricks was out, Brandon Clark was out. As long as those players are out, Ryan Rupert should continue to get minutes, and as long as his contract is straight. For the Nets, who won somehow. if this game should have been buy one ticket, get two free. This is, whoo. But Noah Clowney, 10 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, a steal and a block. Danny Wolfe, 14 and 9 with the steal and a block. Nick Claxton and Drake Powell each had 9 points. Claxton had 8 boards and 2 blocks as well. Nolan Traore started, 17 points, 4 assists, and 1 block. Really good game. You want more assists, but really good game. 6 for 9 from the field from Traore. And if you did not hear, Yegor Jovan is out for the remainder of the season with plantar fasciitis. Really solid rookie season. Give him a year or two, and he's going to be a really good player. But he made strides this year. He will continue to get better. But no more Yegor Jovan for the rest of the year. So if you have him on rosters, you can let him go and pick someone else and redraft, of course. De'Ron Sharpe off the bench, 19 and 5 with 2 steals and a block. Zaire Williams, 11, 4 and 4 with 2 steals. Good to see Zaire being productive. And Oche Agbaji out of nowhere with 18 points. He did have 2 steals in the block as well. Ben Saraf, if you were curious, 25 minutes, but not much production. 4 points. He did have 7 assists and a block, but 4 points not going to cut it. All right, so if you're not familiar, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown. We are a Sports Ethos presentation presented to you by FanDuel. Make sure you stream, comment, like, all that good stuff. And we will get to your comments at the end of the show. We are broadcasting live on X and YouTube, so check us out there as well as your podcast stations. All right, next game, the Nuggets versus the Thunder. This one was a classic. Thunder won 129-126. And it's just so tough for the Nuggets to beat the Thunder. And even without Chet and Isaiah Hartenstein. But let's start with Jokic. 32 points, 14 boards, 13 assists, and a block. Dominant, of course, as usual. Just unfortunate that he cannot get the victory in 40 minutes. Aaron Gordon, 23-10 with a steal. That's right. Aaron Gordon, he is back and back in full effect. 23-10, 9-10 from the free throw line. Great game by Aaron Gordon. No rust at all. Cam Johnson on the other end, not so much. I'm not even going to mention his line. It's pretty bad. Jamal Murray, he dropped down a little bit with Aaron Gordon back. 21 points, 8 boards, 6 assists, and 1 block. And it's not like he dropped off like it hurt him necessarily, but he didn't have to do as much. So, you know, it made it more team-oriented as opposed to just being Jokic and Murray do everything and everyone else get in where they fit in. Gordon was able to help carry the load. Christian Brown certainly did not. 4 points. He did have 9 boards, though, and 2 steals and a block. But Brown, 2-for-6 from the field, 0-for-3 from 3. Off the bench, the only player productive was Tim Hardaway Jr. with 28 points. He made 8 three-pointers. He was lighting it up, 8-for-12 from 3, 10-for-16 from the floor. Great game by Tim Hardaway Jr. So if you need threes to stream...
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
In category leagues, he's not going to be able to do this every night. But with Aaron Gordon back, it looks like that helped Tim Hardaway get better shots. And Julian Strother, who was playing really good minutes, down to 3 minutes tonight. It looks like his run is over. Possibly the same for Bruce Brown and Spencer Jones. For the Thunder, like I mentioned, Jalen Williams, the number 2 added player right now. The big, not the guard, because the guard is still injured. But the big, 29 points, 12 boards, and 2 blocks. This is the Jalen Williams I predicted coming out of college. Just dominant. 10-for-17 from the field. 7 three-pointers for Jalen Williams. 7-for-11 from 3. I mean, what more could you say or ask for from Jalen Williams tonight? He's the reason they won the game. SGA, of course, you know he's going to be consistent. He tied Wilt Chamberlain's record with games over 20 points. It's like 126 games straight or something like that. But he had 35 points, 9 boards, 15 assists, a steal and a block, just dominant. And it was great to see the matchup of the two MVPs, Jokic and SGA. Even though different position, but still just how dominant they are all on one court. And we just went over the last game with the Nets and the Grizz. And that was just the total opposite on the floor. Lu Dort's only 6 points, but he had 2 blocks, a steal, and a flagrant foul on Jokic again. Hey, I don't know what to tell you. Watch the video on that one. He does not like Jokic. All right, Cason Wallace did nothing. Not worth mentioning, unfortunately. He did start, but did nothing. Jared McCain off the bench with 13 points. And A.J. Mitchell was back. So Aaron Gordon was back for the Nuggets, but A.J. Mitchell was back for the Thunder. And he had 24 points, 2 boards, and 3 assists, and a steal. If he's available in your leagues, you have to go ahead and scoop him up. Isaiah Joe did start as well. I didn't mention him, but 13 points and 2 blocks. So, A.J. Mitchell, he may be available in leagues. He's not going to do this every night. But when it came down to Isaiah Joe, Cason Wallace, and A.J. Mitchell, A.J. Mitchell was the more offensively productive player. Cason Wallace is going to get you those steals. But AJ had a steal tonight. Wallace had zero steals. But Wallace had a block. AJ did not. So I'm just saying, if you can use him, consider adding AJ Mitchell as well if he's available. Because a lot of people don't know he's back. But that's why you listen to the box score breakdown. You have the edge right now. Next game, the Jazz defeated the Warriors 119-116. Draymond Green, 6 points, 11 assists. Nothing else, really. Love those assists, but rebounds, blocks, steals. We need more of that from Draymond. Guy Santos, 15 points, 8 boards, 5 assists, and 2 steals. Really good all-around game for Guy. Quentin Post started 10-4 with 2 assists and a steal. De'Anthony Melton, who I mentioned, the 5th most added player right now, with the most points tonight for the Warriors. 22 points, 7 boards, 2 steals, and a block. Great performance. Brandon Podziemski, 14-8 with 4 assists and 2 steals. You just hope you can trust De'Anthony Melton to be healthy and continue to be productive, because this was only in 20 minutes. So imagine what he can do in 30. All right, off the bench, 4 players in double figures. Seth Curry with 13, Gary Payton Jr., 13, Nate Williams, 13. Nate Williams had 12, and LJ Cryer with 11. Williams and Cryer, 4 and 5 rebounds for themselves. Seth Curry with 3 assists. But they're just playing a lot of G League players and deep bench players right now. The Warriors are going nowhere fast. Moses Moody and Will Richard were both out with a sprained wrist and sprained ankle. For the Utah Jazz, Kyle Filipowski had a really nice game with 19 points, 15 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals, and a block. He did it from every asset of the court, 50% from the field. Perfect free throw percentage. This is what we expected from Filipowski all year long. And somehow Nurkic came in there muddying things up. Now Filipowski has a free range, free roam. And he only played 25 minutes. So if he played 30 to 35 minutes tonight, he would have been super dominant. Now Cody Williams, who I mentioned, top 3 add right now. 12 points, 7 assists, and 1 block. And you say those numbers are kind of average, but you see the 43 minutes, and that is why you're being added. Like I said, 34, 35, 41, 43 minutes, that can bring you production, especially like if you're looking for a bench player, you just say, I got to add somebody. A guaranteed starter right now with 35 plus minutes is worth looking into if you can't find anything better. But you love those assists. You want him to just keep progressing. Bryce Sensabaugh with 21 points, 2 blocks, 3 assists. You know he can put points on the board. Keontae George, he did play. He was not dominant, but he did play. 15 points, 2 assists. That's it. Don't know what happened tonight. They still won the game. Played 24 minutes. But that's not a typical Keontae game. But, you know, it's not like he went 6 for 30 from the field and he was just missing everything. He went 6 for 15. You know, that's pretty normal for him. He just didn't shoot. He just didn't hit his threes. He went 1 for 5 for 3. So expect Keontae to bounce back next game. All players that played on the bench scored in double figures. Kevin Love with 12-8. Blake Henson, 12 points. Oscar Tshiebwe, 10-8 with a steal. Kevin Love had a steal also. And Elijah Harkless, 16 points. 6 assists and a steal. And he finally had a good game. They were starting Elijah Harkless over Bryce Sensabaugh. And every game he did absolutely nothing. Coming off the bench, it seems like that's where he's confident and better prepared. And he finally had a good game. So Elijah Harkless, there you go. I don't know, too much pressure, I guess. And for the last and final game, the game I stayed up for that ended super late, like after 12:30 on the East Coast. The Clippers defeated the New York Knicks 126-118. Really great game. This was a pretty much a classic, and it got down to the end, and the Clippers prevailed. But OG Anunoby, 22-6 with 2 steals. Karl Anthony Towns with a huge 35-point, 12 board, 7 assists, 1 block performance. Josh Hart, 12-13 with 3 assists. Mikal Bridges, only 7 points, but he has 7 boards, 4 assists, and 2 steals. We really need to see him step it up. The Knicks could have used it. Jalen Brunson with 28 points, 8 assists, four boards and a steal. And you see, how did they lose? All five starters were productive. Well, the bench was terrible. Landry Shamet did hit three three-pointers for 9 points. Nothing else. Muhammad Diawara, 5 points, four boards. Nothing else. Like, literally no other bench player scored for the Knicks. Just two. And they combined for 14 points. And that meant Jose Alvarado, I saw him out there, but he didn't score. 8 minutes, 0 points. Jordan Clarkson, zero. Hug Porty, zero. Tyler Kolek, zero. But Diawara was playing some good defense out of there. His length is why he's getting minutes. You know, because they have guys like Kevin McCullough, Pacon Dadiet, Jeremy Sohan. Those guys were all looked at as a higher priority than Muhammad Diawara. But Diawara is out there hustling his butt off, playing good defense, and that's why he's playing. But still, no bench production. For the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, amazing game. 29 points, 7 boards, 8 assists, and 2 steals. Over 50% from the field. Classic Kawhi game. Derrick Jones Jr., 16 points, 7 boards, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. Really nice. Brook Lopez, 16 as well, with 4 and 3 with a block. And he was shooting that ball, 3 for 5 from 3. Chris Dunn, not going to bring you any offense, but 7 boards and 3 steals. That's what he's out there for. But the lineup is better when Mathurin is in there. That's who they closed with. Darius Garland, 23 points, 7 assists, 2 steals. In his first really, really, really good game with the Clippers, and he fit in perfectly. It was like it all came together tonight when it was the lineup of Garland, Lopez, Derrick Jones Jr., Kawhi, and Ben Mathurin. They were, I'm not going to say unstoppable, but a well-oiled machine. Speaking of Ben Mathurin, 28 points, 7 boards, 1 steal, 9 for 20 from the field, 8 for 9 from the free throw line. This was one of his better games. And he just looked so comfortable out there. You could tell playing with Kawhi is going to help Benedict Mathurin a lot. It was a game a few games ago when he had a chance to win the game and he missed the shot. He wanted to be down and sad, but Kawhi went right over to him, said, "It's all right, good shot. We'll get him next time," and told him to keep his head up. And you can tell that confidence has carried since that game. Ben Mathurin, 36 minutes. The most minutes on the team. So even though he came off the bench, played the most minutes, had the second most points only to Kawhi by 1. And he was a key factor at closing the game. He might not start, but he closed. So hopefully Mathurin will keep this up. And the Clippers are going to be a fun team to watch. They literally just need a big-time big man. And they could be a problem for some teams. So it may not happen this year. But all hope is not lost with James Harden gone. They just need a big, and they'll be right back in the money. All right, and like I said, I'll get to your questions right after this recap. Top performers of the night were Quentin Grimes with 17 points, James Harden with 21, Ryan Rupert with 20 and 8, De'Ron Sharp with 19, Nikola Jokic with 32, 14 and 13, SGA with 35, 9 and 15, DeAnthony Melton, 22 and 7. Kyle Filipowski, 19 and 15. Karl Anthony Towns with 35, 12 and 7. And Kawhi Leonard with 29, 7 and 8. And I'll mention Ben Mathurin with his 28 points as well. All right, let's see if you guys have any questions. I guess it's too late because it is 1 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. But thank you all so much for watching and listening to the Box Score Breakdown. Again, I'm your host at William Ms. Bill. Check us out at Ethos Fantasy NBA. And check us out at Sports Ethos on Twitter, all that good stuff. And the YouTube channel as well. We're presented to you by FanDuel. If you have a question you didn't get to submit it on the show, that's what X is for. We're here for you at all times. We appreciate you for watching. Good luck in your fantasy matchups. And until next time, I'm out of here. Peace.